Back home now, and executives from the supermarket giant Woolworths apologised this morning for failing to ensure their cleaners were being properly paid. The apology came at a Senate inquiry that's investigating allegations that some of Australia's biggest retailers have been exploiting their cleaners and underpaying them through sham contracting arrangements. Samantha Donovan has the latest.
The Senate inquiry is following up on a report from the Fair Work Ombudsman. It found cleaning contractors at 90% of Woolworths Tasmanian supermarket sites were breaking workplace laws, leaving workers underpaid by at least $64,000. At the hearing in Devonport this morning, Woolworths acknowledged it had failed to ensure its contractors were paying cleaners properly. Trent Mason is its facilities manager.
We fully acknowledge and unreservedly apologise for the shortcomings identified by the Fair Work Ombudsman in 2014. We did not meet our own expectations for ensuring contractors were doing the right thing by their employees. And as we have previously publicly committed, Woolworths will back pay any cleaner that has been found to be underpaid and where their employer, being either the contractor or subcontractor, does not rectify the situation.
Mr. Mason gave evidence that while the Ombudsman hadn't found Woolworths was an accessory to the rip-offs, it hadn't done enough to stop worker exploitation. He said the company was unaware workers were being underpaid until the Ombudsman started its investigation in late 2014. Labor Senator Doug Cameron is the Senate Committee's acting chairman.
Anyone in Woolworths, you hadn't heard any rumours about problems, you hadn't heard about any wage theft going on, you hadn't heard about, you know, 90% of your contractors not being consistent with their legal obligations. You'd heard nothing about workers being paid below minimum hourly rates, nothing about employees not being issued pay slips, nothing about 84% of the records being inaccurate, and nothing about the note of unrecorded and unreported cash in hand payments. You heard nothing of that.
We did not have material evidence, Senator, and it was 4 years ago, and it was not a significant
That's
issue.
That's not why I asked you whether you had material evidence. I asked, had you heard about these issues?
I was not aware of them, no.
Woolworths gave evidence it's made a number of changes to ensure cleaners are being paid properly. They include more audits, extending a whistleblower service, and introducing an in-house training program for contractors. Wendy Hand is a retired commercial cleaner and a member of the union United Voice. She's giving evidence to the inquiry later today.
The cleaners should be actually employed by the retailers, and then it'd stop all this madness that goes on. They give an award a contract to a cleaning company, and then that cleaning company gives it to somebody else. And then that's where the problem starts, because then they pay the workers a flat rate of whatever they want to pay them, and those workers don't have any rights.
Coles, Tasmanian Independent Retailers and Master Grocers Australia are also giving evidence to the inquiry in Devonport today.
Samantha Donovan reporting.